got his finger on the pulse on what's about to happen, or he predicted what happened when he was just here a few weeks ago. He said, watch for Mexico. The big move is going to be there, the junior partner to Venezuela. He nailed it. So smart. He's coming in here in like 5 minutes, okay? But some stations don't carry this first 5 of the hour, so I'm going to wait till that happens. And I'm very honored. He flies here to come on the show. I said, just come on remote. He said, no, I'll fly there. He's a billionaire, you know, smart guy. He like, gets on the plane to be on the show. So we really appreciate the respect he gives us. But let me do this right now because I've gotten so focused today that I've done like 30 seconds of plugging in 2 hours, and we're going to be shut down if we don't. So let me explain it right now. I'm going to cut an ad actually live on air. You know, I ask listeners for support because we're fighting the globalists and all the rest of this, and I sell you the best products, so they work really great. But then I realize the biggest problem is me. I routinely don't even plug but once a day on air to sell our products. That's crazy. And today I'm 2 hours in the show and haven't even talked about them. That's my problem. Ladies and gentlemen, our ultramethylene blue is the best medical grade there is. It's so good for your body. We have nothing but rave reviews. It is so crazy good. But even if you buy it and don't like it, which we've had out of like 500 people I've given it to, 3 didn't have any effect. Every person on air I've given it to absolutely loves it. And it's so good for you. Super energy within 30 minutes, no letdown, and you even sleep better on it. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. We have the best at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have all the other great products. I know Irish sea moss doesn't sound sexy, or Shilajit doesn't, or bovine colostrum. Whatever's the best, whatever's the highest rated, whatever absolutely delivers, that's what we sell. So take action now. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. A lot of limited edition shirts, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters are also there at thealexjonesstore.com. And even if the globalists shut down InfoWars, which they got a state receiver trying to do right now, we're fighting in court. Whatever. We got the Alex Jones Network that's owned by Bigley that I don't own, and the alexjonesstore.com that I don't own. I'll just be the news director there. They can't shut that down. So you're keeping us on air at the same time getting incredible products. Folks, you are missing out. I'm not a hype man. They said the best salesmen sell good products. Well, I sell the best. Go to the alexjonesstore.com right now because we have a sale running from now, Tuesday, November 18th, when I'm saying this live on air, until Monday, November 24th at midnight. Every order on top of all the other discounts that are there gets $10 at checkout. Just at checkout, when you hit checkout, $10 comes off. And that means if you're buying a ball cap or a t-shirt or a $20 bottle of probiotic that's excellent, it's crazy. For the next week only, add any of our amazing products to your cart, and you will get an additional 10% automatically applied at checkout. Best-selling products, ultramethylene blue, cleanest, strongest, medical-grade formula, bovine colostrum, the best, 2,000 milligram per scoop. Don't know about it? You should look into it. We got the best. Ultimate sea moss. Don't know about it? Look into it. We have the best. It's like 40 milligrams per serving of two gummies or the capsules. That's like a giant bowl of Irish sea moss. Talk about, you think spinach is good for Popeye? Well, this is like spinach to the infinity. Ultimate Life Force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox. Incredible. Everybody should be taking that. It's all there. Shilajit capsules, all there. And if you're a VIP, you sign up, $30 a month, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. So if you buy anything on the store, become a VIP. And if you're worried about stuff selling out, which stuff sometimes sells out for like 6 months. One time, we sold out of the Irish sea moss 6 months because we have the highest standards. It's hard to get the ingredients. You sign up for AutoShip, they hold it back for you, and you get 50% off in the future order. You can cancel anytime. So it's not much of a commitment when you become a VIP or a subscriber. You can cancel anytime. You just get all the benefits. But we know it's so good when you get it, you'll reorder. We have an 80%+ reorder on the Methylene Blue. Nobody has that. We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants. Batting 1,000 is coming in the studio live right now to drop major bombshells in the upcoming war with Venezuela, what's happening in Mexico, and more. Share the live feeds now.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Oh, God, I'm scared now. These people really think, like, threatening me scares me. You don't know, I didn't already know this. It's why I'm coming after you. I'm a warrior. I come from good people that built this country. You're not dealing with all the trash and scum you come from. You're dealing with a Texan, bitch. And there's still some of us left. And we crush snakes under our heels. You got the tiger by the tail. You've got the problem. I am the detonator of the revolution you see around you. And you knew it. And my work has just begun. So feel your hand.
Feel your hand, you son of a bitch.
You want a war? You got a war. You've been attacking me and been enjoying yourself in your arrogant perch that you're part of the power structure, Invincible. You are scum. You are losers. You are retarded gremlins that fed on this country when she was asleep. Well, she ain't asleep now, bitch. So let me tell you about the real mafia of populism. Let me tell you about real power that comes from real people with real guts and real bones and real morals. If you think hurting and attacking people like me and the American people that are now awake will make us go away, please continue, and you will continue to find out. We've only begun to fight. And like a boa constrictor, we're wrapped around them, and they think they got us, we got them. And we're just squeezing and squeezing. And we get stronger and you get weaker. So you just believe your little MSNBC bubble. You just stay in your little bubble. You just wear your little virtual reality goggles and just live in your little fantasy land all you want. But while you're doing that, we are moving. And we've just begun to move. And if you think you're in trouble now, you haven't even begun to run into the next wave. It's here in about a year. You think you can discredit, remove Trump, and stop us? That's hilarious. You think you can take our purity and get us to attack Trump and get him out of the way for you? That's a symbol of how good we are and how strong we are. Now we're not going away. You see our purity as weakness. No, it's our strength.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
But if you wanna find hell with me, I'm gonna show you what it's like. But if you wanna find hell with me, I'm gonna show you what it's like.
We are now well into hour number three of this live Tuesday, November 18th, 2025 transmission. The great Patrick Byrne is in studio. So flattered he'd actually come here personally for this. And I got to tell you, I'm not going to go over, you know, billionaire, businessman, you know, tech guy, all the rest of it. And then it got declassified last year, done intelligence work for the United States for decades, at Patrick Byrne, Enemy Within, docuseries.com. We'll get into his new book and the films and more. But the big thing is, and we've been crushed down, we've lost about half our production crew, but we're about to relaunch, so it's great. We're sorry we had to lose them under the enemy attacks. But used to, I could say, hey, this guest is coming. He was on 2 weeks ago. Get this. But listeners can do it. Or I'm sure the crew can use the clip genie with AI to find it. You were here like 3 weeks ago or whatever it was. You said, well, Mexico, which we all know is true if you're informed, is the junior partner of Venezuela, the piggy bank for the Democrats. They're stealing the elections. They're not just shipping in fentanyl. This is reestablishing the Monroe Doctrine. And it's on record that Mexico's junior partner, Sheinbaum, has openly said, leave the cartels alone. And obviously the State Department and CIA are involved in this, but they're just supporting a popular uprising. You have a Mexican Independence Day on the 20th coming up. That's when the next big thing happens. And then Trump, I got a clip, said, oh, yeah, we're getting ready to start taking out the cartels, which the public wants. This is all perfectly tied. So does the U.S. hit Mexico first or Venezuela first or Maduro, as you weeks ago said he should do? He says, I'm ready for a deal. I'm ready to leave after offering, you know, all these concessions, gold and oil. But you know, that's for cartel light. We know the CIA, the bad elements, wanted to actually keep the bad guys in, just have Maduro leave. Trump said no, to his credit. So I'm not normally a regime change guy, but that's because we haven't had people in our hemisphere doing something like this. If you look at the Barbary Wars 1 and 2, the first one with Thomas Jefferson, our third president, he was the big anti-interventionist, but we were getting hijacked by the Islamics and all the rest of it, and in our ships, he went over there and kicked their ass. So this is completely classic America. This is not neocon. So you, because you were heavily involved at the center of exposing the election fraud, exposing Maduro stealing the election, Nicolas Maduro, and so it's just amazing to have you here, because everything you said is unfolding as you predicted it. Then I want to get into all the other developments, the election fraud, a bunch of clips. The only problem was you shouldn't fly her to do 1 hour. In fact, I don't know if we set him up with Harrison or
I'll come back Thursday.
No, come back Thursday. Let's do 2 hours. Jesus.
Okay, I'll come back Thursday.
I mean, listen, just to set this up takes 10 minutes. So, and then where's that other stack of documents? You sent me a bunch of other videos.
I have them here. I don't know if she.
Yeah, I mean, it's on my left. Where is it?
Way left, she says. Way left.
Just print it all again. I can't keep track of it.
There you go.
A bunch of it fell off the table.
It should look like this.
Yeah, yeah. I got it. It's just I'm an information overload here. So we'll get to all that. But you got the floor now. How did you call Mexico? How did you call Venezuela? Not just 3 weeks ago. You were on, you know, 6 months ago, a year ago, saying, "Watch when Trump gets in, this is happening." You're on the inside. What's coming next?
I'll tell you my opinion. I don't pretend to be leaking anything inside, but I can tell you, you know, in Aliens, when Sigourney Weaver fights her way through everything and she gets to the nest,
the queen bee.
Yeah, Venezuela is the queen bee. You might say Cuba's like the frontal lobe of the queen bee. Cuba was the teacher, but Venezuela is a Fidel Castro creation. So Venezuelan cartel is really the granddaddy cartel. The other cartels we're fighting, like the guys from Mexico, that they're just the junior partners to the Venezuelan cartel. So, of course, we have to hit the nest first, the queen bee first. We have to hit them first.
Perfect analogy. Continue.
Well,
Marco Rubio, they're designating the main cartel as a terrorist group, and Maduro is the head. That's the final piece before the invasion?
Well, I'm not going to comment on invasion or not. I think on what their plans are, I can say I think it's the most important. And I'm like you. I'm not a regime change guy. I'm a Milton Friedman, war's bad kind of guy. This is the most necessary war since the revolution and probably the Civil War. This is Venezuela committed not just an act of war against us. They conquered us. They overthrew us. They installed a dope who then lowered the gates of the city and let 10 million military-age men show up. We were conquered. And the padlock on the dungeon door was the election last year. We got a lucky upper punch in, and we got out of it. But we can. This is the most necessary war we fought since the revolution and the Civil War.
No, I totally agree. People that don't know, Venezuela has some of the biggest oil reserves in the world, second biggest, maybe first. It's on record, the Democrat piggy bank. So taking out the deep state, you take them out.
You know, and you know what? I've had access to, and because of this intelligence activity, private intelligence activity I conducted with that now CIA Gary Benson is out there. Bernson is out there maybe being a little too public about, but him and another, we ran this. We have actually acquired the bribes that were paid by the Venezuelan.
Yeah, you were talking about Venezuela before anybody else was.
The Venezuelan regime has paid bribes not only to numerous domestic American peace activists who have been down there campaigning for Maduro. Wait till you see who got tens of millions of dollars. I'm not going to say the name. I'm going to clear one guy who didn't, Noam Chomsky. Because he was one of the guys that was down there a lot. He's one who didn't take it. But other names you're going to find out. And in addition, South American leaderships, especially every name you've heard of in the last generation, has taken, like, you know, the Kitchener's in Argentina, the husband, wife, they took $700 million. The lefty in Ecuador, he took like $300 million. The guy.
Yeah, people are wondering where the trillions of hundreds of billions of oil sales went. It all went to buying everything.
The guy
in
Nicaragua.
Does Venezuela run itself or does China run it? Well, you learned it was a CIA above it.
Chairman of the board of all of this is China, but this is where it gets crazy. Since you ask, I believe, and I'm sort of on the outside because I'm such a wild card, but I have an idea of what's going on inside. I actually know that one of the holdups has been for months, and I would not do this other than they're still doing it, is the CIA has been fighting for some alternative other than regime change. They are protecting Maduro.
Yeah, people are asking, that's my sources too, in CENTCOM, you name it.
Yep.
And Southcom, they're asking, why are you suddenly for regime change? You've never done it. Because the CIA doesn't want it.
Correct. And so what they've been fighting for is the head of military intelligence of Venezuela is Sabine. They're trying to get rid of Maduro and say, let's just take the general who's in charge of military intelligence and make him, you know, that's going from cartel to cartel light. The CIA has been holding things up, fighting for that solution. And that's because they know this woman who's wonderful, Maria Corina Machado, like 85% domestic support. People love her.
They stole the election from her.
She's they don't want her in because they know she's going to reveal everything. And
well,
that
went to my problem. You said, well, don't worry. The CIA is not running this. The military is. They're in all of it. My concern is a Bay of Pigs setup.
Oh, I believe they're... was an attempt to do something like that. I'm not going to say anymore. There was an attempt within the government by someone to lead us into a Bay of Pigs 2.0.
Oh, wow. So since I talked to you 3 weeks ago, was that group they said they busted?
I'm not going to say who it is, but someone got it.
I predicted like 2 days before it happened. Remember, you were here. I said they're going to do that, and 2 days later that happened.
Well, it is.
I know what you're talking about.
It is the case that
you mean the group they grabbed claimed it was CIA, but it wasn't.
No.
They hired a group and ratted them out.
No, I'm saying that. I don't want to overstep any lines, but I can tell you that there's been a discovery of somebody within the government who discovery of somebody within the government who it appears was trying to lead us into a Bay of Pigs 2.0, and it was not good for his career. But I'm not going to say anymore. So there are traitors within our government, and when this is all over, I'll let you know there was somebody within the government who was trying to, it appears, lead us into it.
But remember, I don't know, it was a month ago. You've been on a bunch lately, but whether it was 2 months ago or a month ago, remember I said I'm worried about a Bay of Pigs.
Yeah, well, you were right too. It was actually being engineered. It was engineered. See, you got to understand this is a multi-layer attack from Cuba and Venezuela. Yeah, the chairman of the board is China, but the front that we're fighting is Cuba, Venezuela. They attacked us first by infiltrating us with spies. Our government has about 20 Marxist communist spies. And I know it sounds like Joe McCarthy, but they're already getting arrested.
I think that's a low number.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the mayor of L.A. was an admitted intelligence agency for him and admitted it.
Yeah. Trained Marxist. That's like a non sequitur. Secondly, so they came at us that way, then they came at us with a fake election equipment, and then they came at us with Trinidad-Aragua. So this is a multi-level, multi-dimensional war we've been fighting, and Americans don't even understand we're at war. But we are penetrated, and we're so penetrated, I probably can't say any more. I've maybe already said too much, but I can tell you that in the process of preparations for this, it transpired. They found somebody who was trying to lead us into a Bay of Pigs 2.0.
Well, I didn't. That was just the obvious prediction. They want to embarrass Trump. They don't want regime change. So,
and that person was relieved. Don't worry. That person is no longer around. But
Obviously, they want Maduro to go. So what do you make him last week saying, I'm ready to go, we make a deal? So obviously, the good hope is he just leaves. But then what happens? They hold free and fair elections, or what happens?
Yeah, well, he's offered different things. Like, let me stay for 3 years in transition. Okay, I'll leave, but we'll put my number two in charge. All the time. But no, we needed to be turned over to the real winner of the last election, who's MCM's man, Bundo, and he will commit, I'm sure, in like the first 6 months to hold free and fair elections. And that's the way you transition. There is a winner. A guy won with about 80% of the vote last July. They canceled the election by noon. They just canceled all the transparency. They normally show results in Caracas as the results come in, and they say, oh, what do you know? We won again. And it's all rigged. But this time by noon, something happened, as I've described before, to their ability to rig their election on election day. And so they couldn't rig it, and the results were coming in 80-20. So they just canceled the TV show and came out the next morning and said, we won 51-49, and they arrested 2,000 leaders. So we can just put for the rightful president to be installed would not be any big offense to international law or something. It's just.
Yeah, but I mean, three aircraft carriers, the Marines, the Army. Trump doesn't do that as a bluff.
Yeah.
And now he says he'll negotiate with Maduro. I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
I think that we're going. If Maduro has any sense, what's the point of getting 10,000 people of his own people killed? He should get on a plane and leave. They've offered him exit. He can leave. I know that China, Russia, and Iran have actually refused to take him because they don't want the heat. But there is a country.
Yeah, is this going to look like the first, remake, two-part of Dune when the Harkonnens attack Arakeen? I mean, that's what it's going to look like in Caracas.
It's going to be a war unlike. I've got friends in the special operations community, and they are studying the disposition of forces. And it's a very unusual force floating around in the Caribbean. Yes, there's a Marine Expeditionary Unit, and then there's a bunch of black helicopter guys and snatch and grab. It's all the 160th and the SEAL Team 6 and similar units in the Army down there. So it's going to be a very unusual kind of war, as well as a massive air campaign. If it happens, ideally they get a look at it. I don't know if they actually have a conception of the power that is against them. And their military is set up to shoot protesters. Their military is not set up.
It's all suppressive.
Yeah, it has no real ability to fight any real military. So it's going to be.
Well, I can guess, and I don't want to give away secrets, but the communists aren't that stupid. They know. No, they're going to vaporize the leadership positions, take out the ports, take out the military bases, bomb the main palaces, just as a show that he's done, and then sit back and watch. And if they have to, they'll go in then and grab them, and then they're going to have diversionary military attacks to draw them out, and then hope they shoot Russian missiles at our ships, and then it's Katie bar the door once we got a U.S. Aircraft carrier on fire.
Yeah, and it arrived. The USS Gerald Ford arrived, the biggest and most advanced in the world.
There's three now.
Yeah.
And this, we don't have to do a Gulf of Tonkin or the Maine here. You think they're dumb enough to attack those aircraft carriers?
I don't think they'll attack, but we're going to press the issue. We're just going to keep escalating until eventually they break. We're going to put planes over them.
No, I agree. It's clear the decisions we made. Yeah, so what's the timeline, do you think?
I hope he's. Yeah, I shouldn't estimate on that because hints have been made to me, so I'm not going to say anything. But it has to happen.
I already thought it would happen. I predicted a month ago, but within a month. So I'm already a rare time I'm not right. I thought it would be happening now.
I thought it would be happening by the time the USS Gerald Ford got within about 300 miles of South America. I thought they would launch right off. They didn't. They've gotten there. They've regrouped. Who knows what they're doing. But I think that Maduro and his regime has been offered an exit. There's a country they can go to, sit in a resort the rest of their life, not be touched. And they should take that. It's a place.
Take the Napoleon deal.
Yeah, take the Napoleon deal. It's not a bad place. Nice sun. You do just fine. It's a lot better than what's going to happen to you if you stay in your bunkers. It's not, the war's going to be very short. And they're hoping to get an insurgency going. But unlike Saddam, there's, 85% of the people are really against them.
Well, plus, that was really a Shiite-Sunni civil war over Iraq. It wasn't even an insurgency.
It was, yeah.
We were just in the middle of them fighting.
Their war went back 1,000 years. We just sort of stumbled into it.
Yeah, it was like two pit bulls are fighting. You're actually not actually fighting them. You're just dumb enough to reach out and try to separate them.
You want to hear something crazy that we that I've been asked actually to leak to the world or present to the world?
Hey, you're the boss. I want you to come back Thursday for 2 hours.
I'll come back Thursday for 2 hours.
You brought too much here. The stuff you gave me made the top of my head blow off.
Look at some of it. Tell me what you want to talk about.
Go wherever you want. Hold on. Let's do that next segment. Let's talk about Mexico because you were on 2-3 weeks ago, whenever it was. You said, watch Mexico. Big things are about to happen. And it's not just bombing cartels. No, something else. And I went, oh, color revolution. He goes, well, yeah, they're pissed off. And then clearly we just have to nudge it. Now that's happening. They're the junior partners. So you remember predicting that?
I do. I can also say that I think things are ready to kick off in Europe. There are places where people have had enough. And you might see some kind of insurrection as well. Just like we're seeing in Mexico, where the people are getting together, and you see what was going on yesterday down in front of the president's palace and such.
Yeah, no, millions up all over the country. I mean, look at this. But I'm saying, clearly, obviously, Trump's involved in that at some level. But that's organic. Her endorsing the drug cartels, saying leave them alone. So, I think Mexico falls to the people on November 20th or Independence Day.
November 20th. I think that's too quick. I think Venezuela will probably go down first. Once Venezuela goes down, the cartels are headless. I mean, they've
that's like the Godfather, what's the guy's name that
Barzani, the guy who brings in the deal is the traitor, Michael.
He like sets up Michael's sister to get Sonny killed,
right.
And then he's sitting there and he's calling all his, they're all dead, and he's like.
Right, and he's calling, and
he's like, "They're all dead, dude." It's like there's no, so like Sheinbaum will be calling. There's like, there's nobody, like nobody's answering.
Yeah, I think Trump's on a roll, and I really am not. I regret any pro-war sentiment I've ever had in my life because I think that it's just made things worse on just about everything we've done. But this is the most necessary war we've had in 100
years. Well, I'm the same way, but I mean, if you read the Constitution, all that. We're supposed to be involved around our country.
Yeah. You know, would George Washington have gone to Europe for World War One, or would he have said, Europeans commit auto-genocide every generation or two? Just what do we have? We don't have a dog in that fight. But we got dragged into that. And I'm not even sure that those were necessary. I know that's an extreme. They call that paleoconservative, that maybe we should not have entered World War One.
Oh, World War One was engineered by the British, the Black Hand, and then gave rise to Hitler, and then World War II had to be done. Hitler was bad. But 100%, the British Empire engineered World War I. That was wrong. And that's why Neville Chamberlain and all them were like not wanting it because they knew they were, and then it got out of control. But this is 100%. Folks, you can't defeat the Democrats without destroying their piggy bank.
Yeah. It's also turned out that Soros gets billions. I think $12 billion he's gotten from Venezuela.
Oh, yeah.
Not only their lefties on television telling you Venezuela, peace, socialism, who have themselves taken $10 million or more, but all kinds of politicians have taken it through Soros.
Yeah, how much money do you think Sean Penn got down there literally slobbing the knob of Hugo Chavez?
I know the answer to that, whether or not he took any, and I'm just not going to comment.
You certainly worship him.
I do?
No. Sean Penn. Worship Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, I know. He's the celebrities like that, you can assume that a fair number of them have actually gotten bribes. I'm not saying Sean Penn did, who's a friend of a friend, but a number of those people took bribes, like $50 million bribes.
We'll be right back with Patrick Murray to all this domestic news. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
Oh, God, I'm scared now. These people really think, like, threatening me scares me. You don't know I didn't already know this. It's why I'm coming after you. I'm a warrior. I come from good people that built this country. You're not dealing with all the trash and scum you come from. You're dealing with a Texan, bitch. And there's still some of us left. And we crush snakes under our heels. You got the tiger by the tail. You've got the problem. I am the detonator of the revolution you see around you, and you know it. And my work has just begun. So fill your hand.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
You want a war? You've got a war. You've been attacking me and been enjoying yourself in your arrogant perch that you're part of the power structure, Invincible. You are scum. You are losers. You are retarded gremlins that fed on this country when she was asleep. Well, she ain't asleep now, bitch. So let me tell you about the real mafia of populism. Let me tell you about real power that comes from real people with real guts and real bones and real morals. If you think hurting and attacking people like me and the American people that are now awake will make us go away, please continue, and you will continue to find out. We've only begun to fight. And like a boa constrictor, we're wrapped around them, and they think they got us, we got them. And we're just squeezing. And squeezing. And we get stronger, and you get weaker. So you just believe your little MSNBC bubble. You just stay in your little bubble. You just wear your little virtual reality goggles and just live in your little fantasy land all you want. But while you're doing that, we are moving. And we've just begun to move. And if you think you're in trouble now, you haven't even begun to run into the next wave that gets here in about a year. You think you can discredit, remove Trump, and stop us? That's hilarious. You think you can take our purity and get us to attack Trump and get him out of the way for you? That's a symbol of how good we are and how strong we are. Now we're not going away. You see our purity as weakness. No, it's our strength.
Now, back to our program.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, a legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants. All right, Patrick Byrne has too much to talk about, so he's in Houston tomorrow. He's coming back with us on Thursday for 2 hours, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And we definitely, I don't know if you guys ask, because every time we have a big guest, he's getting booked on other shows. I don't know if Harrison has room or if he can stay, but we need to get him on there because he's got so much to cover and sent us so much. But let's do a plug because I got to fund this operation. Your idea, you came in here 6 months ago, and then again a couple months ago. You love our methylene blue. Patrick, and I didn't ask you to do this, but you said you want to do a testimonial, so tell us what happened.
I really do. I love coming here because I always pilfer my supply. Some days, you know, you get old, you just want to lay in bed. You don't want to. I never have one of those days when I'm on this. I just have energy, and not like you're taking speed. I just never have a down day. I feel so productive, and I get so much. And when I ran out of this 2 weeks ago and from my last time with you, and I have felt the difference. When I'm on a...
But you got to watch it, though. The pills are good because it's contained. Yeah,
I do like the pills because I keep looking like Papa Smurf, as you said.
Absolutely.
So, but I swear, if you just take this consistently, and I know I'm sounding like a lotions and potions salesman, but every day I feel good, I feel energetic, and I want to get stuff done. I don't know how to explain it. I don't even know what level it operates on. Do you know what the biochemistry is?
I've had the scientist on. I'm dumb, but it skips a couple levels. The oxidation process supercharges your mitochondria and just cleans your whole body out with no letdown. It's good for everything. The Germans invented it in like the 1880s. And then, in fact, it's the oldest patented drug. We don't sell it as a drug, folks. And we have this great medical grade. It funds the operation. People love it. It is insane. You know, Kennedy obsesses on it. And we finally went down and got like the top producer. So that's what we got.
What's how much is a bottle of 30?
Yeah.
How much is it? How many dollars? Is it like a buck?
30-something bucks.
Yeah, a buck a day. I swear, I really, I'm not just saying this because Alex has become a friend. I look forward to coming here just to resupply that.
Well, there's more than 30 doses in it, too.
When I've been on it, I've been using it for weeks, I feel great. And then as soon as I run out of it, I will feel a difference within a few days. I just start being a slug. So you'll see more of me.
Well, I really appreciate you liking it, but everybody said the same thing. This is like the biggest game changer ever, the alexjonesstore.com. All right. We're going to get into your new film, Danger Close, everything on Thursday. We'll mention that today, but finishing up with the Mexican drug cartels controlled by Venezuela, what's happening? You sent a bunch of clips. 3 years ago, Venezuela opened its prisons and sent us all of their different criminals. Here's a quick clip of that, and then it dovetails, playing back to back, of Eric Prince a few days ago on with Steve Bannon explaining, and this is on record, by the way, that China is all over Latin America, allied. It is the main force from the Panama Canal. We're pushing them out there to Venezuela through Mexico. And Sheinbaum is a globalist WEF climate scientist on the Chi-Com payroll. So China is a big player here, folks. This is all about pushing China out. Here's those clips back to back.
Eso está así de puro venezolano y puro maracón, tú estás así como yo cale boletica, mira. Eso es lo que va en el metro así con tu teléfono y te dejo en Chihuilancha, te suena. Quédate dormido para que tú veas. 2 añitos, se acaba los Estados Unidos, se llamaba.
All right, let's go to the Prince clip in a minute. Stop here. I realize this is Spanish for radio listeners. What is he saying?
He's saying that was a Venezuelan gangster in the TV series could see the subtitles. Venezuelan gangster in the immigration line coming into the United States a couple years ago saying, you know what's coming for you, America? Bunch of killers like me. Where they fall asleep on the subway and we'll slit your throat. You'll find out. In 2 years, the country now known as the United States of America won't exist anymore. This is what they were saying 2 years ago. And they sent us tens of thousands of trained killers like that. That's an act of war.
And what did you make of Maduro 8 months ago saying, I'll admit it, Biden said send the illegals. I have the documents, which you know is true. Why would the Democrats want this?
Well, the Democrats, people just have to accept. We have a party that was trying to overthrow the United States. It's an inside-outside communist strategy. They were trying to overthrow the United States. And there's a reason. You probably know about Obama in the last year of his term. He bought millions of AR-15s and a trillion rounds of ammo mm-hmm. and scattered around. But what they learned at the end of the first Trump
presidency. And he funded the Muslim Brotherhood.
That the latte boys, the barista boys don't have the muscle to do it. They needed some muscle. So they sent. So when Biden got installed, he brought in 10 to 20 million military age men. That was to be the army.
And this is the Weatherman presidency.
We were never supposed to get out of this dilemma. And then we're going to cook 2024 too. And so that was the army that was coming for us. You know, that's why Obama bought the weapons. And that's why Biden, you asked, yes, Maduro came out 8 months ago and said, we met with them in Panama. FBI came down and told us, open your prisons, let all our people, send them to America. I'd love to ask why, you know, he says, I'll give you the paperwork, the proof. Yeah, it's because they were overthrowing us. They were trying to overthrow the United States of America.
Well, that's the original Larry Grathwald, you know, the Green Beret that got inside their deal and put them in prison with it. These were, you know, all the top weathermen, heirs, all of them, saying this plan to use a Latin American invasion. Just, they didn't make the movie in the early 80s, Red Dawn, out of their butt. That was off of that documents that came out. So they've always had this Red Dawn plan.
And, you know, there's an old movie of Barack Obama where he started his political career. It was The Living Room of Bill Ayers.
No.
Did you know that? That's where he announced for his first run for state, you know.
Oh, I've had Bill Ayers on. He admits Obama was his protege.
Here's another strange thing about Obama. Obama, his social, you know, when you turn 18, you have to get selective service number registered. His selective service number shows that he was living in Connecticut. There's nothing in his history that says why he'd be living in Connecticut. However, Bill Ayers was living still underground as a high school teacher in Connecticut during those years, their connection may go that far back. But this was absolutely a plot to overthrow the country. And listen, this sounds like a conspiracy theory, but I'll say again, I worked for them. I worked for Comey, Brennan, and Barack Obama. In fact, here's a crazy story. I don't know if I've ever told this.
What was the new thing you said was exclusive you can break today?
This new thing, I was told by Lors I can break this.
Well, tell the old story first, Harry.
Okay.
Before I come back for 2 hours on Thursday, baby.
Well, no, I do want to tell you this story.
No, tell the, sorry.
So I've insisted and been clear that in my book, I have nothing to do with the CIA. I don't want anything to do with the CIA. Never. That was my red line. But I did have all these other relationships in government. In 2006, somebody else in government took me to lunch and said, would you like to, you've done such nice work for us in this peace stuff that you do for us. Would you be willing to work for some sort of high speed group that we'd move you under? And I said, sure. Well, that woman emerged 7 years later as John Brennan's protege number two. He had two female proteges. That was protege. Isn't it the light that's green?
The red light right there.
The red light is the one that I look at?
No, now it's green. Your red light right there.
Ah, okay. Sorry. I've been looking for the green light.
I love you looking at me, but I want you to look at them.
that woman emerged as John Brennan's protege number two. So it's quite, so since 2006 forward, even though I understood myself not to have anything to the CIA, some of the assignments I got.
You were working for him and didn't
know it. John Brennan. And they never use his name. And that's why I know the secrets I know, including that John Brennan and Barack Obama in Thanksgiving 2015 started a coup. It started against Hillary Clinton. And they had me set her up in a bribe so they could blackmail her. And then Trump won in a fluke, and it all pivoted to the Russian collusion. It's all a setup. And I say that as the guy, I was right in the middle of it. So anyway, I actually have realized that I think some of my orders since 2006 may have come from John Brennan. I know a lot of things I'm not supposed to know. Flynn says he's shocked I'm alive. He says, I don't know why they didn't kill you and your handlers. The stuff you know, Patrick, is the most radioactive stuff I've ever heard. So anyway.
And it's been proven. So
I'd love to tell you about this. Oh, do you want to play his? Do you have it? He wrote the preface to my book, and we have a clip, I'm told, of the first sentence or two he read in the audio book. Do you, Daria, can you play that?
Through my work as a senior intelligence officer in the world of national security and special operations, I have known about the courageous work Patrick Byrne has been directed to do on behalf of the United States government. Most people don't understand the work of national intelligence assets, but that is what Patrick has been asked to be within the opaque world of government-to-government relationships.
So you recognize
he's
his
been
voice,
placed
right?
into extremely difficult positions.
Well, you can
and
stop.
Has had to use his judgment.
Okay. So that's all in the book. But anyway, the point is when I'm talking this way, I know I sound like a nut job.
No, you don't.
I'm breaking so many laws.
You're a
by
billionaire
coming out.
Guy that was willing to fight.
I was. And, you know, I blew it all.
And you got
I blew
into,
it all.
Yeah, but you got into the intelligence and learned later you were in it. That's actually how it works.
Well, anyway, so let me go to this other thing I'm supposed to break today, and they want me to get this out. It's a big thing. It's a big deal. And who's the guy? Tom Fenton. What's his word?
Judicial Watch. Great guy.
Great guy. He got a FOIA response earlier this week that our lawyer, Stephanie, has gone through, who's also Tina's lawyer and such. And we have found there's an organization we never heard of. And it's this one shown here. If you even want to pull up this website.
Oh, Red Shot. We'll play the clip.
It's a website. It's called States Democracy. I'm blocking the name. States Democracy something.
States United Democracy Center.
States United Democracy Center. That's the queen bee of lawfare. 20 Democratic AGs were signed up with them. And you should see their emails. Democracy.
Leticia James targeted me.
Yeah, now look at the next image Can you put the next image up? Here's like they're describing the leading democracy scholars and experts warn that prosecution of Letitia James threatens the rule of law. So you get who they are, right? Turns out 20 Democratic AGs hired them behind the scenes. They were running all the lawfare against everyone who fought for election integrity. And the emails are pathetic. The Democratic AGs are writing them like the AGs are junior associates at a law firm.
Oh, I had show trials that were produced by HBO by the second trial. Look over to the judge. They have the same script. Same people.
And guess who's behind? You'll never guess. Who funds this NGO? The
George Soros.
Yeah, you cheated. How did you know? It's amazing. George Soros funds the organization, and there's another group we're looking into it behind it, that the Democratic AGs basically outsource their offices to. These guys organize the going after Tina Peters, Stephanie Lambert, Matt DiPerno, all the people you've heard, all the lawyers who lifted a pen, who got it. It was all run out of a center no one had heard of until now, and it's all funded by Soros. But what's so pathetic is these Democratic attorney generals, as they're communicating, they're acting like summer associates in a law firm talking to the senior. They're like, well, we filed this one now. How long do you think we should wait? But is it okay if we do this? They're asking for permission from this NGO about.
Oh, I've probably only had 10 anxiety attacks in my life. First time I had one in high school, I went home and I said, Mom, I couldn't breathe. I was like, that's an anxiety attack. I'm sitting there in the second Connecticut show trial after Texas. And I've been sitting there in the Texas show trial produced by HBO, and I've already found guilty, and all these things I've done to do. And I'm looking over the judges in Connecticut, and I'm looking over. She's right here, and I remember the exact same rules I couldn't do, and it was a script. And I start having an anxiety attack, and the lawyers look at me, and they think they got me because I'm under examination while this is happening. And then I pull myself together, but I knew it was corrupt. I knew it was bad. But when I looked over and saw an actual script, I was like, it was next level. Right. Like, these people 100% know they're corrupt and evil.
So it turns out that George Soros is funding an NGO we never heard of that's actually advising the state AGs.
But George Soros is running the states, which was his plan.
He's running the state. They're his hired guns. They're his bitches, if I may say.
They put him in
like
power.
His bitches. It's crazy.
And he's an admitted Hillary Clinton CIA cutout.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's...
The State Department.
Yeah, he's State Department. He's also Venezuela. It's going to turn out that elements of our government are in league with China and Venezuela and everything that's gone on.
Well, look at Larry Summers, Chinese agent.
Yeah, did you see that email? You just put up an email that he was looking for advice from Epstein?
Yeah, because he's dating the daughter of the deputy head of the CCP. Again, just like Swallowswell. And again, the Democrats were dumb enough to try to burn Trump and release this.
Yeah, why... I think that your analysis is correct. I think that that the Epstein tapes are about is there's several thousand elites around the world, from bankers and royalty to politicians and movie stars, who are on tape either eating baby brains or having sex with a child. And they all know that they are part of some elite. And they may not even be like normally like that, but they got told for you to get your $100 million contract, LeBron, you're going to take one for the team. Like, did you know LeBron did that with P. Diddy? So they all know that they exist. And so they know that they're a self-aware elite. They know they have to dig in and fight what this populist movement are doing.
That's why they did this, so they'd be unified.
Or they're going to be,
The Nazis called it the cement of blood. Where they would get them to do horrible things because now you're compromised.
Yeah. Well, they're on tape. And that's what's actually, I believe, behind all that.
Yeah, and I get why they came and said to Trump national security. Then they double-crossed Trump and tried to connect him with no evidence. So now he's like, we're releasing everything. We're going after all of you. They've got to be panicked right now.
He's a great chess player. Or jujitsu. He jujitsus them out of their... He takes their attacks and uses it against
Well, beyond
them.
Jujitsu, it's more like judo. You use their force against them.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you that I was about 2 months before he was arrested? First, I was offered, after he was arrested, I was offered to be Epstein 2.0. They offered to set me up with something, and I declined. But I'll tell you that story a different day. However, I was offered. No, Epstein put a real thing on me to get me to come visit him about 2 months before he got arrested. And I was supposed to come to the island. And I knew that they were doing that. And like, I went to a conference and somebody came to this conference and found like three opportunities over the course of a weekend to tell me, oh, Jeffrey really wants to meet you, Pat. Would you go to his island? Don't believe what you heard. He's a wonderful guy. He's got the greatest trading room. He's the most advanced guy. He's good friends with Bill Gates. He's on the phone all day with Bill. He's a fabulous guy. You're going to know he really wants you to go. I knew they were getting me to go so they could compromise me to keep me quiet about secrets, the secrets that are in that book. They were trying to compromise me. So, but I got thinking the ethically right thing to do is probably to go out and find a way to murder Jeffrey Epstein. Did I ever tell you this story?
You want to strangle him in a pool.
Oh, yeah, I want to strangle him in the ocean. Yeah, but then I found...
Well, that's the point was that most people fighting corruption are trying to get a payoff. So they thought you were that, because that's the normal thing.
No, they were they knew that they already had figured out that I was giving things to Congress, to John Ratcliffe, which turned out to be the biggest joke in the world. I was giving Congressman John Ratcliffe the information about the deep state. And
then Ratcliffe goes, you got to shut this guy down.
Yeah, well, whatever. But I picked up from certain people that they had figured out what I was doing. And so they went to set me up and get me out there. And then I declined, and then he got arrested.
Let's play this clip you sent us. Remember Hillary?
Yes.
Going Stasi, talking about what she wants and what they really stand for. Here it is.
And look at the Christiana Annapour's lack of response. This should end her career as a journalist.
Here it is.
Isn't this little tale of extremism waving, wagging the dog of the Republican Party as it is today? Mm-hmm. And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? Because at some point, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen.
Do you see how she laughed at that? That should be any legitimate journalist's career should be over for letting her slide. They were trying to predictive program the American public.
A coup.
Well, that was during Biden's presidency. They thought they were never going to lose power. So they were moving us. They were getting people accustomed to the idea of that there was going to be
a persecution.
Yeah.
So what do they do now? Because they're major disarray. They're trying to create a MAGA civil war, connecting Trump to Epstein with his missteps. He's not involved. But it's ours to lose at this point. Their funding's being cut off. They're disarrayed. What is your advice to President Trump, the American people?
Well, in Vietnam, the people most often got ambushed as they were walking back to the base and they click away from it or something. It's like, don't let your guard down. We have fought a heck of a fight for 5 years. We're almost there. We definitely have to power through and not let this election a year from now take it from us. But there's one last ugly thing that has to be done. We have found the cancer. The cancer that needs to be excised is the Chavista gut, the Bolivarian government of Venezuela. And none of this, we've just delayed things if all we do is we let that exist. We have, so I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm full, this is the most important war we have had to fight in 160 years. And so I hope we see us go change Venezuela. I hope we do it with as little bombing as possible, but we can't let...
I think Venezuela's key because it's money laundering, but also Ukraine. That's how the deep state is still funding itself. Trump's cut most of the funding. What about Ukraine?
Well, Ukraine... So I was raised politically by hardcore right-wing, like World War II guy General Jack Vesey, who was Reagan's chairman of the Joint Chiefs twice. Like, you don't get any more hawk than this guy. And back, he took me to see George Shultz back in 2015, and they were in full agreement that there's no reason we should be starting World War III over Ukraine, and that we, the United States, should not take it into NATO. These were guys who were as
and that's the Baker Group.
Yeah, that's the Baker, and there's that, he did say not an inch further.
But that's even the old school, Yeah. So, yeah.
But even the way to view it, the idealists want to say, well, why should Putin be able to do this or that? The realistic way to view the world is there are three great nations, the U.S., Russia, and China. Each has special prerogatives. And what we need to do is get those three into some kind of agreement. And then each of them sort of runs their block. That's That's the way to peace. And the idea that we can do it with just international organizations and this liberal order that we've been fighting for since World War II, I think that that theory is on its death knell. We have
And the EU's plan to stay relevant by defeating Russia is insane.
And by taking Ukraine into NATO, that is provoking. That's something, if you view the world in terms of three great powers, we don't do these things to each other. We shouldn't be taking Ukraine into NATO. We should have kept it neutral all along. We've essentially, you know, we're lucky if Putin doesn't take 85% of it. He doesn't want the Catholic part, but he wants 85% of it. If we can keep him to taking the 20% he's already taken.
That's a win. So when NATO started it.
I'm
worried about the attempted MAGA civil war. The corporate media giving attention to people that attack Trump, not from a legitimate place to get him to course correct, but just to create a fight. I'm really concerned about that. Where do you see that going?
Well, that's a good point, and it is splitting MAGA, and it's on. You're talking about all the stuff on the Israeli question or the Charlie
all
Kirk
of it.
Question?
Yeah, Kirk, Israel, and Epstein.
Well, I think Epstein's going to come back. I think that Epstein does a lot more damage to Democrats than Republicans.
But yeah, if you're informed, but that's because you're informed.
Yeah. Well, what do I think of that? You're better tied into this whole sphere. What do you think of that? Let me throw that on you. What do you think?
I think Trump should give sophisticated answers like today and yesterday that, no, it's not that Epstein's a hoax. Me being involved is a hoax. And he shouldn't get mad at supporters that are under attack. And he should just ignore Massey and Green and just move forward.
Yes, I'm sorry that he goes after Massey like he does, because I actually like Massey. I think he's a... you don't like him?
No, I do. No, I'm saying it's exactly. I'm saying it's a bad move.
Well, it's the wrong time to have to be bayoneting our own wounded. We've got lots of wounded. It's been a crazy 5 years. We shouldn't be bayoneting our own wounded right now.
I agree. So when you're back on Thursday for 2 hours, we're going to do your book, your film. But how do people find you, Patrick Byrne?
Twitter, or I do something on, I'm on X as Patrick Byrne, at Patrick Byrne. I'm on Locals as well.
Enemy Within, docuseries.com, americaproject.com. And what are we going to cover on Thursday?
Well, we'll work out. There's clips from, we have some Venezuelan defectors who have gone under oath in a courtroom in Florida and given some testimony about how Smartmatic and Dominion is the same stuff, how none of this can be trusted, everything is rigged from Serbia. These are little clips out of testimony given under oath that is now part of a indictment that that we have public that are quite, you know, watch. There's just a minute or two long, most of them. See if any of them interest you.
Our last question. I know you don't have any secret info, but you've been in the center of this. I predicted it. When does Maduro doesn't leave, what, 2 weeks? The U.S. strikes ports, and then they over-respond. We have an excuse to go in, or what's the time frame?
Put it this way. However this is, I'm confident that it will be all resolved one way or another by Christmas. That whatever direction things go would have kicked off before Christmas, and I'm being quite conservative there. I think.
I agree. So America's long surrender is over.
Oh yeah. We're on our heels. We're no longer on our heels. We're on the balls of our feet, and we're moving.
All right, Patrick Byrne. Thank you so much. We got another big guest coming up. Eric Bolling, straight ahead. Stay with us.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act. And not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Body's turmeric supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Body's turmeric supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.